Yes, I feel like social media is also about you building those connections and relationships so that you have an active community that is interested in your content and will also engage back with your content.
Welcome to the Motherhood Anthology Podcast, photography education for a business you love. My name is Kim Box, and I'm your host with the collaboration and help of my co-hosts and business partners at the Motherhood Anthology, Jenny Kruger and Allison Craig. If you like our podcast, we think you'll love our membership. Enrollment only opens a few times a year, and that's coming up very soon. If you want us to let you know as soon as the doors are open, head over to themotherhoodanthology.com and join our wait list. You'll be the first to know. So we're just going to dive in because I like for these to be really, really casual and authentic. So we're just so excited to have you here today. And we're going to talk about, I think, a topic that's top of mind right now, which is just how to get more bookings. And we're going to talk some about marketing and just hear about your business. I'm just really excited to hear about how you've grown your business because, am I right? You've only been in business for 3 years.
Yes, technically 3 years and a half, but yeah, I started in the fall of 2020. So yeah, it hasn't been too long.
Okay. And normally I would be like, you've only been in business for 3 years, but as I'm looking through your Instagram and your website, and oh my gosh, your work is beautiful.
Oh,
but
thank you.
the impressive thing is I was just scrolling your Instagram and I'm like, this girl has so much engagement on every post, hundreds of likes and so many comments. And so you got everything going right. And so I'm excited to learn and to share with everybody that's listening, like, how do you accomplish that in 3 years? And I know that's part of what you're starting to teach. And so we'll jump into that. So all the things, but before we get started, I'd love for you just to introduce yourself and tell everybody about you and your family and your business.
Yes. Yeah. So first of all, I wanted to say, I am so honored to be here. If you would have told me a year ago that I would be invited to this podcast, I would have not believed it. So just thank you for the opportunity. My name is Anna. I'm a newborn and family photographer in Dallas. I'm also the wife and mama of three little ones. They're 3, 2, and 1. My oldest is about to turn 4, but still 3 under 3. And I started my photography business in the fall of 2020 and then started offering education for photographers last year.
Okay, Anna, are you an Enneagram 3?
Gosh, I've taken that test so many times and I can never remember what I am.
I only ask that because you've got 3 kids under, is that right? 3
yeah,
kids
yeah.
Under, how old is your oldest?
3.
Oh my gosh. And you've built this thriving business in 3 years and you're diving into education. What did you do before photography?
So I was in talent acquisition. I worked for a couple of corporations helping with their talent needs and I loved it. But once my oldest one was born, I was like, I just don't want to go back to my corporate job. And so that's whenever I started experimenting with photography.
Okay. You just sound such a go-getter. So I'm excited to learn your secrets. Have you always been very driven? I feel that about you already.
Yeah, I think, yeah, once I set my mind to something, I will not stop. I'm definitely a go-getter and just dedicate all of my time and effort once I want to accomplish something and I have a goal in mind.
Yeah. It's funny. I always love to know the workings behind the person. And so is there anything you can put your finger on that you feel like has made you wired that way? Or are your parents entrepreneurial or anything like that?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like I've always been like, I'm maybe like an anxious person. I want to know what's next and where in like my next success and where I want to be in 5 years. And I don't know if it's like the anxious mind or like the anxious part of me that's like working. And I just want to know what's next and what I'm doing and just yeah, my next thing that like kind of makes me be that way. But I'm not sure. No, my parents are not entrepreneurs, but I just feel like it's just
Just
kind of
part
like
of you, huh?
this thing. Yeah.
Have you had other businesses, other side hustles before you became a photographer?
No, growing up, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I've always been a creative. And so whenever I went to college, I thought maybe graphic design or maybe just something in the arts. But I ended up studying business because I was like, I have no idea. I just know that I'm going to want to make money. So just business seems like the best choice because I don't know what I want to do. And yeah.
Do you think that degree has helped you?
I think so. Obviously, like school doesn't teach you real life business, but I think being exposed to that and then working in corporate America with different businesses definitely helped.
Okay, tell me, you had this corporate job, and what was the moment you decided, I'm going to be a photographer?
Yeah, so I had my oldest son in 2020 in the midst of COVID. And during maternity leave, we were in our tiny apartment and I was bored because newborns sleep all day. And you're lucky, mine slept all the time. And so I just felt, again, I've always been driven and I want to do things. I don't like just staying in one place. Like I have to be doing things. And I was thinking of things that I could do and I wanted to take newborn pictures for my son, but I didn't feel comfortable bringing in a photographer. It was like middle of COVID and I was so scared having a newborn. And so I had a camera that I used for like our honeymoon and just trips and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm going to take newborn pictures of my baby. And so I just kind of did that. And at the time I was like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. But then I ended up going back to my corporate job and I was like, I'm just not happy. I want to do my own thing. I loved photography. And I started thinking about maybe doing it full time. And so I started investing in education. I attended workshops and I learned from some of my favorite photographers because I just wanted to improve my skills. And so that's just how it started. And then I started building a strong portfolio. And I thought once I had that, I would have clients running to me. But then I realized that pretty photos alone were not enough. Obviously, having a pretty portfolio and beautiful images helps a lot. It will attract people, but I underestimated the importance of truly marketing and promoting my business because I thought I had all the pretty pictures, but I wasn't booking sessions. So I was like, what is missing? So that's whenever I started really focusing my efforts on marketing. And I built a marketing plan that I put into action for my business. And that's whenever I started growing my social media, my email marketing, working on SEO, creating a referral program, partnering with local businesses in my area. And just like that, I started attracting more and more of my ideal clients. And then I felt comfortable to quit my job and say, I think I can replace my corporate job income by doing photography.
So let's back up. You said you had the pretty picture part down because you had invested in some education from your favorite photographers, and you realized that just wasn't enough. Pretty pictures weren't enough.
Right.
What was the first thing you did beyond pretty pictures?
Yeah. So I was confused. I was like, my website looks great. My pictures, they were mostly from workshops and style sessions, and I felt comfortable. I thought all my images were beautiful, and I was frustrated because I wasn't booking. And so I started thinking of like, what am I missing? What do I need to do? And so that's whenever I started brainstorming and I sat down and I was like, I'm making photography my full-time job. Like, what do I need to do next? And so that's whenever I started working on marketing. And so I sat down and I was like, okay, what are next steps that I need to do? I need to create a strong brand that speaks to and attracts my ideal client. I need to work on SEO and my website and blogging, just online marketing in general. I need to work on my social media. I need to boost my engagement, grow my following. I need to be able to attract clients through social media. And so just putting a marketing plan together and having goals for myself and knowing if I follow this, I truly believe that I will be at a spot where, or a spot that I want to be.
I think we established up front, like you sound like a very like you goal driven. I'm putting a plan together. I've got to do this, all the things. Like, and some people listening are going to be like you and they can do it. Snap, snap. Some people like me are a little slower. So tell me, like, I think we all like, we know we need to do Instagram and we need to work on our SEO and we should be blogging. And I think people sometimes get overwhelmed with all the things. Where do you think, like, of all the things that you just listed, if someone's there in the boat that you were in and you're like, I've got to do something here, what I'm doing is not working, what's step one? What do you think of all those things is the first thing and the most important thing that people, where they should place their attention first?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So I think social media, and Instagram are the main place where I get most of my inquiries and potential clients from. So I would say social media, specifically Instagram, is what I would
Right.
put all of my efforts towards. That's where all mamas having babies are at. And that's where other mamas are sharing pictures and local businesses. And just I feel like social media has become so important this time. And so I feel like Instagram, I would say, is probably the main.
Okay, so what did you do differently on Instagram that you weren't doing previously?
Yeah, so I felt like I wasn't consistent. I was doubting myself. Should I post this? I don't have something to post, so I'm just gonna skip 3 weeks. And I just felt like I wasn't consistent. My brand wasn't consistent. It was all over the place. I would post couples, or I would post a pretty flower. I would just post things that weren't just not consistent and not speaking to my ideal client. And so that's whenever I started working on what do I need my feed to look like? Because I don't know if you've heard, but the first 5 seconds that someone stumbles upon, or when someone stumbles upon your profile, you basically have five seconds to get their attention and decide if they want to give you a follow or not. And so having a consistent and pretty feed that's on brand, that's speaking to your ideal clients, is so important. So I started with that. But then I started researching and just experimenting with my own Instagram, and started boosting engagement by several things: posting consistently, figuring out what time of day is best to post, figuring out what kind of captions and what kind of style and tone of voice would speak to my ideal clients. And then I started tagging and partnering with local businesses and tagging my clients and sharing sneak peeks and just putting out as much content as I could so that my work could be seen by other people that were not my followers. And just little by implementing chat strategies for growth, it started getting better and better, and just boosting my engagement and growing my following.
Are you spending? I'm just still so impressed. I'm looking at your feed right now, and you just get hundreds of likes on each post. We talk here sometimes about how it's a little bit difficult, I think, for some with as a photographer. We are posting beautiful images, but they're of other people's children and other people's family.
Right.
Sometimes, even though you have the client scrolling through their feed and it's a beautiful photo of someone else's child, it's not necessarily gonna get, for some of us, a lot of engagement because it's someone else's child. So what is it that you have done that makes hundreds of people like your posts? Are you spending time like engaging with them on their feed?
Yeah. So I think a lot of things. So yes, I think building connections and relationships on Instagram and building an active community is so important. I do spend a lot of time on Instagram, and I have built relationships with a lot of my clients. And whenever they post about their kid's birthday or their anniversary or just a success or something that they're going through, I'm always connecting with them, liking their pictures, Making sure I keep in touch with my clients and then also people in the industry, other photographers. And so I feel like it's like when you're out in the street and someone smiles at you, you're gonna smile back at them, right? It's if you are invested in their content and you engage with their content and you're active, they're gonna be engaged with your content because they're gonna reciprocate that smile that you're giving them, basically. So yes, I feel like social media is also about you building those connections and relationships so that you have an active community that is interested in your content and will also engage back with your content.
I've heard someone say here before, I think sometimes we as photographers get our feed gets full of other photography and other photographers' work. And we know that we should be commenting on their posts so they will comment on our posts and offering that engagement. You hope that you're going to get back, but we don't sometimes, and maybe you do, but I think for me, sometimes I think we don't get as deep into our clients or our potential client interacting with them in the same way. Sometimes I think we might take that for granted. And those are the people that we should be really spending our time on.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I am super. Yeah. I feel like I invest a lot of my time making sure I am taking a look at like stories and posts and things that my clients are excited about and posting because I want to keep those relationships with those clients and I want them to have my business in the top of their mind. So if I am consistently engaging with their content and what they're posting and their family, they're most likely to return back.
Hey friends, are you in search of something special to set your portraits apart? If you are, I'm excited to share Willow Canvas with you. Willow Canvas is a mother-owned company that creates beautiful hand-painted fine art backdrops. Willow Canvas offers a wide range of sizes to fit your space, whether you're traveling or in the studio. Each Willow Canvas is soft and neutral with a texture and tone that will complement your branding. Sarah, the artist behind Willow Canvas, is one of our favorites. She's so sweet and kind and dedicated to delivering personalized customer service with three ordering options, ready to ship, custom, or pre-order based on your chosen hues and textures. All of us at the Motherhood Anthology absolutely love Willow Canvas for its amazing customer service, beautiful colors, and exceptional quality. Discover the magic of Willow Canvas by heading over to their website, willowcanvasbackdrops.com. Browse their beautiful galleries and start creating the perfect backdrop for your photography. Find them on Instagram at willow_canvas or visit willowcanvasbackdrops.com. And don't forget to join their email list for 10% discount on your purchase and for our listeners, free shipping while this airs. Okay, so Instagram would be number one.
Definitely.
What would be number two? What would you look at then?
I think referrals. My referral program and just referrals in general is where a lot of my business also comes from. So again, while we talked about building those strong connections with clients and providing an excellent client experience so that they go back to their friends and recommend you. And so I feel like I created a referral program for my business. And so I provide referral credit for people who refer their friends and families to my business. And that's been so successful. I get a ton of my business from just my referral program and just people that loved to work with me because they got pretty pictures, but also because they had a great experience working with me. And so I think really focusing on building strong connections with your clients and creating a referral program or a loyalty program.
Will you tell us more about yours? How do you get them to how do you tell them about your program? What is your program? Tell us a little more?
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever I deliver a gallery, I send another email thanking them for their business and letting them know that I really appreciate them and had a wonderful time photographing their family. And then that's whenever I let them know that I have a referral program. If they were to recommend a family or friend and they book, they get $50 off their next session. And so I've had clients that refer eight, 10 people to me and they end up getting a free session for themselves. And I think that's amazing because they've brought so much business for me that I want to give back to them and say thank you. And so they can accumulate their referral credits and put it towards a full session. And yeah, and then for the referral, I also provide $50 off. So if they've been referred and they book, they get $50 off their session. And so does the person that referred them. And it's been so successful just because everyone wants a little discount or feels special. So yeah.
For sure. How do you track that? Are you asking like in a questionnaire if they were referred by someone or?
Yeah. So on my inquiry form, and I think it's so important for everyone to have this, but on my inquiry form, I have a section that talks about like, where did you find me? How did you hear about me? Is it Instagram? Is it Google? Is it referral? And then if it's a referral, who referred you to me? And so that's how I track it. And then also my CRM.
Okay. You also mentioned collaborations and partnerships. You want to tell us a little more about what you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. I have worked with several local businesses and micro influencers in my area that have, it has really helped to build my business too. For example, I partner with a local boutique here in Dallas and I provide a discount code for their clients. So whenever they purchase something from their boutique, they get like a little card and just to spread awareness about my business, and they're able to redeem their coupon code to book a full session with me. So I've partnered with boutiques, and then I also partner with a sleep consultant here in Dallas, and she spreads awareness of my business with her clients. We have a similar ideal client base. So like my ideal clients are her ideal clients and vice versa. And so she mentions my business on social media and I mention hers too. We've written blogs about each other. So just refer clients to each other. And then I have also partnered with a nutritionist in Dallas and same thing, just mentioning each other and posting about each other. And then I've partnered with a real estate agent as well as micro influencers that have really brought clients to my business.
Tell me about the micro influencer. Like, how do you approach? Is it someone you naturally have a relationship with? Is it just someone that you've scouted online and you reach out?
Yeah. So I think the key is reaching out to someone that has followers that would be ideal for your business. You don't want to reach out to anyone. You want to reach out to someone who is like a mom blogger or someone that has the followers that you would want as your clients, right? So I've reached out to a couple of micro influencers that I felt would be great for my business, especially mom influencers. And so I have, so just reaching out to them and asking them if they would be either willing to collaborate. So one of them I reached out to and I offered a free session for their family in exchange of them posting and mentioning my business and their experience with my business on their social media. And just stuff like that really helps for visibility and engagement and growing your following, especially if the people that are following that influencer are people that would be ideal clients for your business.
Okay, so we covered a lot there. Social media, partnerships, loyalty program. I think we all talk about SEO a good bit, especially at Team A and in our membership. But is that something that you found was pretty important, pretty high on the list as well?
Yeah, I think SEO is great. If social media were to go away one day, which probably won't, but let's say it does, Google, having clients find you on Google and just building your SEO, it is super important. Yeah. I do get inquiries from Google in SEO. So
I would think in your market, Dallas, that would be pretty important.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to shift a little bit. I think a part of that, and probably a huge part as we transition, you mentioned that having just a really smooth, great client experience is what keeps, and you work so hard with all those marketing tactics to get new clients. But what do they say? It's easier to keep a client than to earn a
Gain.
client, get a client. So I want to talk about a little more about your specific business, and maybe whenever we get successful photographers on here, we get to hear about just how they do things in their own business. So I'd love to know a little bit about your client experience, just from the time they email through the session and delivering images. Would you walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, totally. I feel like there's so many talented photographers in my area, and client experience is something that I really focus on because I feel like it sets me apart. And so from the time of inquiry to delivery, I really handhold my clients and have several touch points with them. So from the beginning, I provide an inquiry call because I want to be able to answer questions. If a client is going to invest in photography, I want to make sure they're the right fit, and I can answer questions and just handhold them through the process. And then after inquiry and they've decided to book, I provide a client prep guide and then also give them the option to book a planning call with me. And so during the planning call, I love these because I'm able to explain the process and what to expect and location and what to wear and stuff like that. And also my clients love it because with like they prefer to talk to someone and kind of run ideas through them about outfits and all that stuff. And I also offer a client closet for moms and kiddos. I have my own studio and I offer try-on sessions so they can come into the studio and take a look at my wardrobe. That's been really helpful. And then also, if they wanted to use the studio for a session, I don't charge an additional fee. So that's part of booking with me. I also offer to coordinate hair and makeup. It's an add-on. And so that's also been something that's been successful because moms don't really want to worry about anything whenever they're getting their kids ready. And it's just an easy way to make things easier for them. And then yeah, just hand-holding them through the whole process and then just building a strong connection with them from the start. And then once I deliver a gallery, what we talked about, just staying in touch with my clients through either newsletters or social media and just keep those relationships going.
What CRM do you use to organize all that?
So I use 17 Hats. Yeah. Then I also use Session for mini sessions and other types of sessions.
We recently in our business just gave Session a try because Allison had mentioned it, and oh my gosh, it's a great tool.
Session is great. Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit harder for organization. I feel like 17 Hats, I'm able to organize my bookings better, but Use session is so easy to use and easy for clients to book. Yeah.
It simplifies the,
Simplifies
especially,
everything.
yeah, it does. Though then it probably complicates the bookkeeping
It does.
because you've got to get all that back into 17 Hats if you're using that as
I know. Yeah,
your
that's
main
the
thing.
problem.
But okay, so tell me, so they're coming in for their session, and are you doing in-person sales?
I am not. So I am all inclusive. I have add-ons, but obviously optional. I do provide products and stuff through my store, but I don't meet with a client or anything else.
Okay. And are you comfortable like talking about like your creative fee and your, do you tell us about that? What do you charge for a session or?
Yeah, so it's all inclusive and it's $850 for a full session or any one session. And
Okay.
yeah, so it includes client closet, studio, my time and editing and everything.
Gotcha. And how many sessions are you shooting a week, a month, would you say?
So you're gonna get scared, but I am shooting about 40 a month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. And they're not all full sessions. I do also have some milestone packages that I book. And so there's some that are petite sessions, or I also have like my motherhood event, and those are mini sessions and stuff like that. But I would probably say like 30 full sessions and then 10 or so, like either petites or minis or something like that.
Okay, Anna, we can take this part out if you want to.
I don't mind. I mean,
I've got to ask you, why are you doing this to yourself? 40 sessions and 3 children, and your work is so beautiful. Why are you not raising your prices and shooting less?
I know. I love staying busy. I truly do. I love having a full calendar. I feel like everyone asks me this, and people are like, "What are you doing?" But I do. What I enjoy the most about my job is shooting sessions and just spending time with clients. So I get help on the back end. Like whenever I'm backed up, I use an editor, and it's not like I do it all myself, but I just enjoy being out there and photographing. But yes, I need to shoot a little less. I definitely need to.
You're gonna burn out, girl. You can't keep this. I just feel, and I this is coming from, and again, we can decide whether to leave this part in or not, but coming from someone that has been there, done that back in the day, you can only do that for so long. And you, of all people, your work is just so beautiful. You could raise your prices and work a little less and get some rest, girl.
I agree. I know. I'm working on that and just trying to decide next
Yeah.
steps for my business.
I understand. I understand. To each his own for sure. And if that's your happy place, I totally understand. I just, do you think, okay, let me ask you this question, because this is an interesting place, because I think there's a lot of people that are probably in the same boat. And I think in any business that I've been a part of, when you're doing something that you feel like is working, you're so afraid to mess with it. Is that where you feel like you are? You're like, oh my gosh, I have so much business. I don't know. I found the magic combination here. I don't want to mess with it. Is that how you feel?
I think that's like a huge part of it. It's like I am booking a lot at this price, and I'm happy because I love shooting. And also, I think I'm scared because I want to keep the clients that I have and like in their friends and friends of friends. And I feel like the price point that I'm at currently is like a good
Right.
price for that type of clientele. My clients aren't the super wealthy people. They're more like middle to high class, like people that have normal jobs and went to college and have good jobs, but they're not rich or super affluent. And so I feel like the price point that I'm at is reaching those clients, and I love working with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Of you. I remember, I think maybe, gosh, you're doing everything right. So I'm not, definitely, I don't want you to think this is a criticism at all. I remember when I started my business and also feeling that way. I was just so proud, and you should be so proud. I was so proud of what I had accomplished and that I was so busy. And look, that, like you said, what did you say? Your fee is 850. That is not a small amount of money. So I don't want to, I don't want to seem like I'm saying that at all. That's a great fee. We should have another episode on just how to make that work. And because I do think, I know TMA is, we're big on, and Jenny and Allison talk a lot about just charging a sustainable fee. And obviously that's working for you, and it has got you lots of business. And so that's not a bad place to be either. And that's a great living too. So
I
we could
think,
talk
yeah,
with.
just people have different goals and different ways of making their income and business work. And
Yeah, it's all about what you need for
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
yeah.
Awesome. Just get some rest. The mama in me wants to make sure like you're eating. How are you doing 40? I want to know how you're fitting that into your schedule,
I
honestly.
know. Well, it's my schedule is crazy. I on the weekend, and I am sacrificing family time. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I do spend a lot of time with my kids because my kids are in full-time daycare, so I don't see them until 5 p.m. during the week, and then my husband takes care of them on the weekends. I am sometimes not fully booked on weekends, but I would say I probably shoot 3 or 4 sessions like on Saturday, and then two to three sessions on Sundays. So several sessions on the weekends, and then I probably have one or two each day during the week. So it is a lot. It is a lot. And obviously, like during busy time, like spring and fall, it's a lot more and crazier. And then slower times like summer and winter, it's a little bit less, but it's still shooting several sessions a week, even on slow times.
You're doing something right, for sure. You're doing something right. I just want to make sure you take care of yourself and that you don't get too tired. That's all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I have a few fun questions for you, and then I want you to talk to us a little bit about your education that you're offering and talk about that you are going to be a part of our membership as an educator, talking about all the marketing things that we talked about today. But before we get to that, I want to ask you just a few of my fun questions. What's your proudest accomplishment?
So I think we've talked a little bit about this, but when I was thinking about quitting my job, I knew that I needed to match what I was making in my corporate job in order for me to be able to quit, because we needed that second income. And whenever I was thinking about quitting, I was like, I need to at least make the same amount as I'm making in my corporate job. And so I took the leap of faith and I was like, I'm going to do it. So in my first year as a full-time photographer, I ended up tripling my earnings, which I just feel so proud about. And it's been such a blessing to be able to provide for my family while doing something that I love.
Mm-hmm. You should be proud. I think as an entrepreneur, like a photographer, sometimes we're all alone and we don't get that pat on the back that we need sometimes. And so I always like to tell folks, you're doing a good job, and I know you're working hard. You're working real hard and you really have created something you should be proud of.
Thank you.
Okay. What's the best advice you were given?
I think to never stop learning. For a long time, I felt like I wanted to feel like I made it. But recently, I've accepted that I will never feel like I've made it. There's always opportunities to learn, to grow, to try new things, to experiment. I make mistakes all the time. And I just never stop learning. Keep investing in yourself and in your business is probably the best advice I've gotten.
What's your favorite quote?
Motherhood is the greatest thing and the hardest thing, just because I feel like on social media and just everywhere you see moms and babies, they all look so happy and fun and easy. But the truth is that I feel like motherhood is so hard. In the end, it's worth it. And it's just the greatest thing, but also it's so hard. So.
It is. How do you define success?
So I think we talked a little bit about this, but I think success looks different for everyone and can also change depending on the stage of life you're in. But for me, success could be shooting 40 sessions a month, while for someone else, it could be shooting 4 sessions a month and being home and being more present. So I feel like there's no right and wrong answer. Right now, I am your yes girl, like we talked about. And I'm in a stage of my business where I'm building, I'm growing, I am working so hard. So success for me is being able to be really busy with sessions, but that might change later in a year or two. Success could be completely different. So I don't think anyone should compare what other people are doing, because everyone is in a different stage of life and everyone has different focus and different goals. So yeah.
That's so true. Like, I think we can really get caught up, especially like when we see people that are like super successful, and with social media and Instagram and everything, like you feel like, oh, they're doing these things, they're doing this much.
Yeah,
I should be doing that. And if I'm doing anything differently, whether it's volume or price or whatever style, that maybe that means that I'm not good enough or as good. And that's just not true. That's the beauty of being our own boss and having our own businesses, is that we get to set the rules and so often we talk about that it's what you're doing differently that sets you apart.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell everyone about your offerings, your education and resources. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So I'm super excited. I'm releasing a new course that's called InstaThrive. So it's an online course that contains video lessons, and I teach all things Instagram marketing. So just how to build a consistent brand on social media, understanding the algorithm, how to grow, how to boost your engagement. I provide tons of caption ideas, story templates, how to analyze your metrics, how to use Canva to strengthen your social media strategy. And then at the end of the course, building their own social media marketing plan, just like how I did in the beginning, whenever I had all the pretty pictures, but I wasn't booking, and I sat down and built my own marketing plan. I provide that, a template for photographers to be able to build their own personalized plan depending on what goals they have and what they're wanting to accomplish. So it's really a course for anyone that is looking to elevate their social media for consistent bookings. So yeah, I'm so excited to offer it.
So tell our listener where they can learn more about that.
So I will be releasing it this Friday, and I don't know, because this podcast is coming out next week, I don't know how we need to say that.
So right now we're recording, it's the 2nd of April. So I would say this will air in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm sure should they just go to your website? Would they be able to find?
Yeah. On my website and or my Instagram, there will be links everywhere, and yeah, they can find it there.
Tell them your website.
It's annadufreshphotography.com, and it will be on the education tab.
Okay. And how can they find you on Instagram?
My handle is Anna Dufresh Photo.
Okay. And we are excited again to have you as an educator inside the membership coming up. Thank you for doing that.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
I'm so appreciative that you joined me today. This was fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Motherhood Anthology Podcast. Until next week, head over to the Motherhood Anthology community on Facebook. There you'll find a few thousand photographers just like yourself that you can ask questions of and collaborate with. We'd love to have you there. So from our lens to yours, until next time, friends.